This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa, we have got a very, very special treat. Just last week, Melissa and I got an email from a nurse practitioner by the name of Morgan Goldsmith, who works at Lurie's, who has a 9-year-old patient named Lucy who's been battling cancer since she was 6 months old. And she goes by the name of Lucy. Shared a very beautiful story of a 9-year-old girl named Lucy.
That's me.
And Lucy is a massive fan of Melissa and Austin to the point where she can quote our commercials that we do.
Yep.
She knows every little inside joke that we've got.
She even listens to the podcast.
Yeah, the show after the show podcast.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
And she is here in studio with us right now. Lucy, how are you?
I'm great.
We are so excited to talk to you, Lucy.
We're so excited to be here.
Well, we love that you're a fan of the show. Mm-hmm. You are getting some treatment at Lurie's Children's Hospital, right?
Correct.
Okay, what's going on?
I would say I was about 3. We were at Comer's, and then they moved us to Lurie's. Been blind since, I would say, like 6 months.
Okay.
And we've been getting treatment, and this is my 99th week of vinblastine. Mm-hmm. And I would like to give a shout out to all my Lurie's team.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Of course.
That's amazing. And they obviously love you as much as you love them. And I can clearly see why.
Yeah.
You are quite the human being.
Yeah, you seem like a very strong young little girl, aren't you?
Yes. Thank you.
Well, and you didn't come alone. You came with an entire crew, an entire posse.
Oh, yes. I've come with a whole family.
Yeah, you've got
I'd like to give a shout-out to my family for coming all this way.
Okay, yeah.
Do it. Give a shout-out.
Hey, shout-out to the family.
Who's here with you? Do you want to say who's here?
Mom. Dad, G-Bear, which is my grandma, and my brother, Sam.
This is nice because Melissa and I tend to just do this show just on our own, and we have to kind of laugh at our own jokes. But we've got a live studio audience today,
which
we appreciate.
Yes, you do.
So thank you for bringing everyone in.
At these jokes.
Laugh extremely hard, even at the dumb ones. That's what Mel does every morning.
That's right.
Yeah.
You named it.
All right. Well, yes. Lucy, you drove in from Naperville?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about Naperville?
My favorite thing? That's hard.
Have you been to the Children's Museum there?
Yes, that is pretty fun.
I went there the other day for the first time. That's
awesome
time.
With Kennedy and Blair, I assume?
With Kennedy and Blair!
George!
I'm telling you, this girl knows more about this show than we do.
I listened to all the Daddy Diaries.
I'm going to have to quiz you. What's my son's name?
Porter.
Oh my gosh,
what? Craig, do you know my dog's name?
Butch.
Oh my gosh. This is amazing.
He loves this show.
I don't know that anybody else can do this.
Lucy listens more than my wife.
Is that really true?
That is really true.
Oh my God. Well, a shame to Mare, but sorry, Mare.
Yeah, sorry, Mare.
I think you listen more than me.
Lucy, you were my favorite person ever.
Oh my gosh. This is so funny.
Now, you've got your brother Sam here.
Yes.
Sam, do you get along with your sister?
Sort of.
Look, I'll take that.
Yeah, sometimes we get in arguments, but I mean, that's
Sam, you're the younger brother, right?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 7.
7.
I'm 9.
And the dog name is Pooch. That's a very
Butch, dude. Butch. Butch.
You and I have had the honor of interviewing just about anyone under the sun in the world of country music, but this might be my favorite interview we've ever done.
This is my favorite. Without a doubt, you are my favorite interview.
I'm having way too much fun with this.
I could have you here every day, Lucy.
Well, I'd love to be here every day.
Well, Lucy, do you mind sticking around for a game of One's Gotta Go?
Not at all.
We heard that is one of your favorite games to play.
It is.
Do you have a favorite question from One's Gotta Go?
No, but I'll tell you my least favorite. When Kyle asks, One's Gotta Go, Melissa or Austin?
Ooh.
That's
because
a least
I
favorite.
Don't want either of them to go.
We don't ask that one very often.
We're not
going
to ask that one of you.
You better not.
No.
No,
you
we would never.
Not.
No, we would never, Lucy.
We're definitely not going to ask your brother because we already know the answer there.
Yeah, Sam, if we were to ask you One's Gotta Go, Melissa or Austin, which one would you say?
Melissa.
Yeah. My man. Yeah. All right. Well, what are we waiting for? When we come back, we are going to be continually joined by Lucy here in studio to play some One's Gotta Go. Honestly, might be the biggest Melissa and Austin fan we've ever met in our entire life.
Might be.
I think you are. Can I take you home?
Melissa, I don't think so.
Yeah, you can't just ask kids if you can take them home.
Melissa,
that's kidnapping.
I want another child.
There's things I have to say no to, right, Kyle?
Melissa, we have police officers that listen to this show regularly.
Yeah.
Well, it would be legal if she agreed.
No, it wouldn't.
Austin. All right, when we come back, One's Gotta Go with 9-year-old Lucy right here on Melissa and Austin.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Melissa!
Austin!
Lucy!
Yes?
All right. You guys ready?
Yes!
Yes!
Let's do it! Time now for some One's Gotta Go, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Lucy! Lucy, you said you were so excited to do this.
I didn't think I had to do it. I don't think the person that calls in usually does it.
Well, you know what? We're going to do it again. Powered by
our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. That was a good.
There we go.
That was a good.
There we go.
That young voice you hear is the voice of our dear friend, Ms. 9-year-old Lucy, who is joining us in studio today. Lucy, you're getting ready to have your 99th, chemo treatment?
Yes.
At Lurie Children's Hospital.
Of this type, yeah.
Well, goodness. Thank you for spending the day with us. This is such an honor and such a treat for us.
Such a
and you brought
treat
the
for
whole crew.
Here.
You got your 7-year-old brother, Sam.
Yes. Yeah, I was like, don't forget about me.
Right, Sam, not. No, I got you. You're my guy.
Yes.
We got Dad, Tim, Mom, Lindsay, and G-Bear, who is just Grandma. Well, are you guys ready to play Someone's Gotta Go?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we've got a couple of options right here. All you have to do is just tell us which one's gotta go, okay?
Okay.
All right. Lucy, we'll start here. One's gotta go between two of the biggest names in country music, Luke Combs or Luke Bryan. Which one's gotta go?
Sorry, Luke Combs, you gotta go.
Didn't even have to think about it.
Okay. Luke Bryan was my first country artist that I listened to.
What's your favorite Luke Bryan song?
Probably Play It Again, since that was the first one I heard.
Yeah. I don't really like country.
Sam!
You can't tell them that!
This is Chicago's country station!
And now, can I do one?
Sam is my favorite person.
This one's for you, Sam, okay? Are you ready?
I love Sam.
Here you go. One's gotta go. And you guys can both answer it if you want. Hot dogs or pizza?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs gotta go? Why?
Because I just think, like, frozen pizza is really good.
It is so good.
Do you have a favorite flavor? Flavor.
What do you like
on
your
flavor? Topping.
There's no flavor of pizza.
Yeah, good answer.
Yeah, good job, Lucy. What's your favorite kind of pizza?
I like cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza. That's what I like, too.
I'm going to agree with Sam here. I like sausage, though.
You like sausage pizza?
Or pepperoni.
What about pineapple?
No.
What? I love pineapple on my pizza.
Gross.
Gross.
Gross, Mel. Gross. I guess my pizza's gross. I don't know what to say.
Okay, so we
got a cheese and pepperoni. Okay. No, cheese and sausage lover over
here. Cheese and sausage. Yep. Okay. All right. And last one's got to go. Are you guys ready for this? Okay.
But shouldn't you let Kyle do one? Because you've done one. Austin's done one.
All right,
and Austin
Kyle.
Kyle has to do one.
Yeah.
Okay,
we try not to get
one.
Kyle too involved into the show.
Well, God, I mean, he kind of is a big part, so.
And we're both going to answer it, remember? Big sis?
No, this one's just for me now.
Wait, no, like we get to share one because you did one by yourself, I did one by yourself.
All right, guys.
Such siblings.
I love it.
Such siblings.
Love it. All right, one's got to go. Going to school or coming into the radio station?
Oh, going to school.
No.
Kendall, I love you. You get a good shout out. But if I can go to Melissa and Austin, I'll go there any day.
Oh, good answer. Right. Good answer. Listen. Yeah.
You know what, Lucy? You have a future job in radio.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Well, maybe I'll just work here with you guys.
I'm scared you're going to take our job.
Maybe I'll just sit in here.
People are going
to
say.
With Kyle and just listen to you guys and be funny if I need to be.
You're very funny.
Lucy, after today, people are going to say, take Melissa and Austin off the radio. We want Lucy's in the mornings. That's what we want.
I will say, Lucy, Sam, you guys are funnier than we are.
You really are.
Well, I would actually take Austin's job because, you know, he's way better.
Oh, thank you. Well, wait. I don't know if that math adds up, but I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I can handle it.
No.
I give Melissa 100 and Kyle 200.
There we go. That's
okay. And Austin.
Grading on a curve.
Austin and Austin is a 300.
Wow.
Austin,
yes.
It's red receipt.
Okay. We are not getting into this again, Lucy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kim.
Yes.
I'm giving you a big
high five
on that. It's red receipts. At least I've got that one. That's the one thing I got is red receipts out of this whole thing.
Jim and Lindsay, I don't know what you guys are doing, but whatever you're doing is you guys have raised two of the best kids I've ever met in my entire life. You guys are incredible. Thank you guys so much for coming into the studio today. I've had probably more fun than you guys had, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for inviting us.
And we love you guys. We would love to sometime see you again soon.
Do you mean, like, love as a child or love as a friend?
Ooh, that's a good question, Mel. What do you mean, Mel?
Is there a preference?
Like, do you love Mr. Miami or us?
Oh!
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.